For whoso findeth wisdom findeth life, and shall obtain favor from the Lord. Proverbs 8, verse 35. We're introduced to the life which only God can give.
That was Dr. Doug McLaughlin, our speaker on Living Redemptively, a daily program featuring messages from God's Word designed to help you have an authentic walk with the living God. Dr. McLaughlin served for many years as the pastor of Fourth Baptist Church in Plymouth, Minnesota, and has also served as a Bible college and seminary professor, and has traveled around the world speaking at pastors and educators conferences. We invite you to join us now as Dr. Doug McLaughlin shares today's lesson.
I think it's appropriate to say that we still live in an era of theological defection. Paul lived in an era of theological defection. All they that be of Asia had forsaken him. We still live in an era of theological defection. And our greatest resource against that defection is the Word of God. In the face of that kind of defection and confusion, we must do what Paul told Timothy to do. You notice what he says there in verse 14? He says, "Continue thou in the things that thou hast learned. Abide in the Scriptures." In other words, Paul says, and he would say it to us as well as to Timothy and the people of his day, in other words, reaffirm your loyalty to the Word of God. And I want you to notice with me four powerful characteristics of Scripture that seem, in my mind, to emerge from this passage, particularly beginning in verse 15 down through verse 17 of 2 Timothy chapter 3. There are four powerful characteristics of Scripture. Number one, Paul says that the Scripture is sacred in its character. And he refers to the Bible as the Holy Scriptures. He could say quite literally that these are the sacred letters. By the use of that term, holy, from a child thou hast known, the Holy Scriptures, the sacred Scriptures. By the use of that term, Paul, I believe, would have us to understand that the Bible is a unique book. There's no book like this book, the Bible. It's different from all other volumes that have ever been authored in the history of humanity. And there are many evidences of its uniqueness or its sacredness. Let me list several for you very quickly here. There are many evidences of the sacred, unique character of the Bible. For example, in the Bible we find a remarkable unity, despite an amazing diversity or variety. There's a second evidence of its uniqueness, and that is that in the Bible we find a very sensible presentation of the supreme subjects occupying the minds of humanity. There's a third evidence. In the Bible, we find a prophetic preciseness. Finally, in the Bible, we find an unbelievable and indestructible persistence. The Bible persists against the attacks which have faced it, in spite of the perishable materials upon which it was originally written, and in spite of the assaults and the criticisms to which it has been subjected. The Bible remains intact. Number one, Paul says, very simply, this book is a sacred book. The Scripture is sacred in its character. It's the Holy Scriptures. But then secondly, he says, the Scripture is salvatory in its purpose or in its goal. Do you notice he refers to the Holy Scriptures which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus? Now what does that say to you? Now that phrase says two things to me, essentially. The first thing I see in that phrase is the power of the Scripture. It is able. The second thing I see is the product of the Scripture. It is able to make thee wise unto salvation. It provides for you a saving wisdom, which every man desperately needs. He needs the wisdom which will point him to the source of salvation. And he gives us that source right in that phrase, through faith which is in Christ Jesus. The Bible points us to place our faith in the Son of God, and that provides for us rich salvation. Now let's look at these for just a moment. First, the power of the Scripture. The Bible says, the Holy Scriptures which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. The word able, dunamenos, is that word which speaks of a power-packed entity. We get our English word dynamite from it. And Paul means to say, when he says the scriptures are able, he means to say that the Bible is not a faint echo from the distant past. It is not smelling strongly of the mold of libraries. Scripture is far more than a collection of ancient documents in which the Word of God, words of God, are preserved. It is not a kind of museum in which God's Word is exhibited behind glass like a relic or a fossil. On the contrary, the Bible is a living Word, pulsating, dynamic. God's commandments are God's enablements. There's a living, dynamic power in the Word of God today. The Word of God is a living Word to living people from the living God. It's a contemporary message for the contemporary world. The Word of God is what Hebrews claims it is. The Word of God is quick. It means it's alive. The Word of God is powerful. The Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrows. And it's a discerner, a critic, a judge. A kritikos is the Greek word. A discerner, a critic, or a judge of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Hebrews chapter 4. In verse 12. So Paul says, the Word of God is able. The Word of God is able to reach down into your heart and dispel your ignorance. The Word of God is able to reach down into your heart and feed your soul and nourish your life and meet your needs. The Word of God is able to give you the wisdom that you need to have to live your life individually or corporately in a marriage or a family or corporately on the broader perspective in this church. The Word of God is rich in its resources, its influence, and its power. It is able. It is powerful. One word of truth outweighs the whole world, and the Scripture is the mightiest concentration of truth the world has ever known. It's fearfully charged with divine energy, and whenever we come to it, we can experience the impact of that divine energy upon our lives. The Scripture says it's like a hammer breaking up the stony hearts, Jeremiah 23 and verse 29. The Scripture says it's like a fire consuming rubbish from our lives, Jeremiah 23, again, in verse 29. The Bible says it's like a lamp lighting our path in the dark night, Psalm 119, 105. It's like a mirror showing us what we are, humbling us, and then showing us what we can be through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, James 1, 22 and 25. It's like a seed erupting in the rebirth of our spirit as we place faith in its message and in its Christ. 1 Peter 1, verse 23. It's like milk nourishing the weak and inducing healthy growth. 1 Peter 2 and verse 2. It's like honey sweetening the inevitable hardships of life, and it's like gold enriching immeasurably the one who realizes his spiritual bankruptcy. Psalm 19 and verse 10. The Bible says that no word from God is ever without power. It liveth and abideth forever, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23, which means that it never becomes obsolete. The Bible is never out of date. It's never antiquated. It's never obsolete. It's never a dead letter. It continues to speak unchanging, vital, and present truth to all those who will open their hearts and their ears to it. He speaks of the power of this word, and then he speaks of the product of it. It has a salvatory goal. It is able to do what? Here's the product. It has the power to produce a product. What's the product? It is able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. That's its product. It has a salvatory purpose or goal. In other words, the Bible is the tool that God's Spirit uses to open up for every man and woman the way to God. There is a saving wisdom revealed in the pages of Scripture that can be found in no other word or no other book. This saving wisdom, which comes through the Scripture, is of inestimable value. It delivers a man from all that would destroy his soul in this life and in the life to come. Before this saving wisdom comes to a man, he is in the grip of a deadly situation, from which he cannot extricate himself, from which he cannot liberate himself. He is bound by ignorance. He's bound by the principle of sin. He's bound by godless character and habits. He's in the grip of a sense of helpless frustration. He is impotent to release himself from the ugly things which both attract him and disgust him. He loves those ugly things because he's addicted to them, but he hates them because he wishes to be free from them, but he has no source of power by which he can be free. The Bible is God's message to man, which points to him the way out of that deadly situation, that which releases him from the grip of that situation from which otherwise he could never be free. That is the message of the Bible. It provides for us that saving wisdom, which points us to faith in the Son of God. Maybe you're in the grip of that situation. Maybe you are bound by a sense of helpless frustration. Maybe you're bound by sin. Maybe you're bound by ignorance, and you need great wisdom. You don't know which way to turn to have meaning in your life, to have forgiveness, to have purpose, to have a relationship with God. The Bible will reveal that message to you. It's all wrapped up in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. Saving wisdom induces us to place our faith in Christ Jesus. That's what that verse says. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15. Have you ever thought of the great values of God's wisdom? You know, in the Scripture, God's wisdom is revealed. Have you ever thought of the great values of God's saving wisdom as it comes into your life? Let me list some of the values, some of the benefits that come into our lives through that saving wisdom revealed in Scripture. The Bible says that through God's saving wisdom, we are introduced to the life which only God can give. For example, for whoso findeth wisdom findeth life and shall obtain favor from the Lord. Proverbs 8, verse 35. We're introduced to the life which only God can give. Proverbs 8 and verse 35. There's a second benefit that comes from that saving wisdom which we can only find in the Scriptures, and that is we discover direction in our lives. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, fairness in difficult situations, yea, and every good path, when wisdom entereth into thy heart. Proverbs 2. Verses 9 and 10. There's a third benefit that comes from the saving wisdom, which can only be found in the pages of Scripture, and that is that we are made able to discern the true character of others. As we embrace this saving wisdom, as we place our faith in the Son of God and become God's children, as we imbibe the principles of God's Word, He gives us moral discernment. The Scripture says, "Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman, that they may keep thee from the strange woman," the immoral woman, "for many strong men have been slain by her." Proverbs 7, verse 5, and also verse 26. It gives us moral discernment. Many blessings that come flowing into our lives. That's the product of God's powerful Scripture. He makes us wise unto salvation. He points us to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and all kinds of rich benefit and blessing comes racing into our lives when we receive Christ in this way.
Thank you for joining us for Living Redemptively with Dr. Doug McLaughlin. Dr. McLaughlin served for many years as the senior pastor of Fourth Baptist Church in Plymouth, Minnesota. For more information on Fourth Baptist, visit their website at fourthbaptist.org. That's fourthbaptist.org. Living Redemptively is produced in partnership with Harvest Ministries on the island of Guam. If you would like to receive a copy of all the messages in this series, or if you have any questions about what you've heard, we invite you to contact Living Redemptively at P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921. That's P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921. You can call area code 671-477-6341, extension 260. That's area code 671-477-6341, extension 260. You can also download this program in a daily podcast. Learn more at hbcguam.net. That's hbcguam.net. Finally, if you'd like to email Living Redemptively, email khmg@hbcguam.net. Coming up next time on Living Redemptively,
we learn how to communicate God's truth effectively through wisdom. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth and addeth learning to his lips.
That's coming up next time on Living Redemptively, helping you to live an authentic Christian life.